Whenever I set up justgoodstuff.ie, I would have been absolutely lost at sea without Shopify. Starting your own business or product can be completely overwhelming. When I discovered Shopify, it made my life so much easier. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See thebrehon.com.
Welcome back to the Roast Mortem. How's it going, guys?
How the hell are you?
How are your hearts? And of course, how are the next generation of young men's heads? Yeah. Bloody great, I hope.
After yesterday.
After that philanthropy. So, saving.
Do you get the keys to the city this year or next, like, retrospectively?
One of our adoring fans replied to my Instagram story of me standing in the reception of Temple Oak College saying, isn't it such a marvellous thing for them to be inviting good, progressive men like yourself into the arse?
Mm.
I was like, it's not the arse, it's Temple Oak College, Maria. It's literally just an Irish flag. I could be breaking into a footlocker. Just because you see an Irish flag, it doesn't mean that you're in the arse, do you know what I mean?
I'd say often when you do see a flag.
If anything, when you see an Irish flag, you've booked the wrong holiday. Yeah. You shouldn't have gone for the deal.
It's a tourist
trap. The Canaries aren't worth it. Worse than a tourist trap. It's a rat trap. Ah. Nope. Nevertheless, Mark Megan is now the greatest giving back. No, just shut the fuck up. Sometimes I begin a sentence. I know, I shower. Sometimes I begin a sentence. I had a soak this morning. Sometimes I get grief for my accent. Let's have a listen to Geldof for a few minutes.
Very true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nevertheless, it's wonderful to be here. Guys, this episode of the Roast Mortem, as you know, is brought to you by the Brehon Hotel and Spa in Killarney. And for the duration of their sponsorship, which I think is coming to an end soon.
I think so.
It was a 3-month sponsorship, unless they extend. If any members of staff are listening, why don't you extend? We've sent you the pitch deck. The numbers are up. Nevertheless, the Brehon Hotel and Spa at the moment are the sponsors of the Roast Mortem. And whilst they are sponsoring us, they've given me a discount code, which is MARK20. Mm. So they had the ghost of Alan Turing there to devise that one. Airtight security. Their password in the hotel booking system is password. So good stuff. If you want to book, just book a free room yourself.
It's only 10% off. MARK20. Oh,
don't be having a go at our sponsor. Interfering with the commercial relationship.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Keeping the wolf from the door.
The brand, I'm sorry.
Don't bite the hand and or cock that feeds you. Touch it. Nevertheless, if you use the code MARK20, you'll get 20% off any booking in the Brehon Hotel and Spa. It's absolutely fabulous. As you know, it's on Muckross Road. I love the Brehon because when I go there, I don't have to leave. You've got the Bive Residence Bar, which is a fabulous and extensive non-alcoholic cocktail list, by the way. You've got the Anu Spa, which is all of your beautiful Alimus products. It's just all gorgeous. It's all just very, very nice. The heritage bed, like the rooms, then the tea up at the afternoon tea. It's all just amazing. I'm actually going back again in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
with yeah. Darren for her gig.
That's going
to
be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, what it must be like to play to a busy show in Kerry. A boy can only dream.
It's so unfair.
No, there's still 200 people there. It was fantastic. Great, but yeah. Anyway, guys, you're very welcome back to the Roast Mortem. Today, we are discussing yesterday.
Mm.
Which was a fabulous day in that myself and Michael Well, I was, let's be honest, I was invited to go into...
Yeah.
I'll let you say that part. It sounds bad if I say it.
Well, you know, look, I know my role. I'm very comfortable and happy with where I am.
Very comfortable by the looks of your reel posting frequency on Instagram. A bit too comfortable. We need to wind you back in.
Okay.
Sorry, before we even start.
Go on.
I made the, what can only be described as a catastrophic mistake of getting a taxi last night.
Oh God, okay.
So I don't ever get taxis anymore because I drive beautiful Cooper Tavascan.
Good man,
However, I made the mistake of getting a taxi. I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself.
Right.
I wanted to go and see somebody. I was like, why don't you go for a taxi? You're not just, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Switch off.
Got into the car. He was like, so what you make of Trump? I was like, brilliant. Not interested. Like, just not interested. Not interested. I was like, yeah, it's the world's all dying, blah, blah. And then what do you do for a living? I told him I made, again, made the catastrophic mistake of telling him I'm a comedian. And then he goes, well, your opinion doesn't matter then. I said, what? And he goes, I don't take actors' opinions seriously on politics. And I was like, well, I'm not an actor. As all of those audition tapes, by the way, that have been discarded on the cutting room floor of Louise Kiley casting. You know, I was like, I'm not an actor.
Yeah.
I'm a comedian.
I
very much tried. I can't act. So give me a role. That's me. But anyway. I said, I'm not an actor. And he goes, no, don't take any... He just didn't... Just, that was being ignored.
Right.
Don't take any actors seriously. And I was like, why is that? And he was like, the gay Hollywood fella. Sorry?
What?
I was like, sorry, I don't understand what you mean. You can't just say the gay Hollywood fella and expect me to know, do you know what I mean, who you're talking about? And so I was like, what do you mean? He's like, the fella who lives in Italy. And I was like, George Clooney, because he's the only American actor.
Yeah.
It was like, George Clooney, he's not gay. And he's like... He's gay, but also I was like, but hold on, sorry, what has this got to do with politics? And he was like, well, he tried to get involved in politics. And actually, I do find myself sort of agreeing with it. No, with the, just with the George Clooney approach to politics, I find it was just way too, this is an open letter. It's too late, George.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You shouldn't have let, you should have, Bernie should have been gone, not Bernie, what's his name, should have been gone. Joe should have been, anyway. I was like, but I was interested in this, the gay thing.
Yeah.
Like, what's this sort of conspiracy?
Yeah.
So I was like, so what do you mean? Why does George Clooney bother you? And he's like, well, he's gay and he doesn't admit it. So I was like, well, he's not gay because, he's married to Amal Clooney, the very more successful, more famous, more... We grew up with posters of Amal Clooney and watching Amal Clooney in courtrooms and everybody knows Amal Clooney. That little gay boy thespian is only an afterthought. Do you know what I mean? We all know who Amal... Oh, sorry, George who? Never even bloody heard of him. I know Amal there, why bloody...
Not for me.
I was outside the G8 summit praising like Allah, do you know what I mean? So I was like, go on, what's the problem here, George? He was like, I just don't see how he keeps pulling the wool over people's eyes. I was like, what do you mean pulling the wool over people's eyes? He goes, he literally stopped the car. He's like, he moved to a fucking place called Lake Homo and he's saying he's not gay. It's like, mate, you can let me off here, please. It's Lake Como. Not Lake Homo. Why would a man who was trying to hide his homosexuality move to a town in Italy called Lake Homo? And what is Lake Homo? Just a bunch of, what is it? Do you know what I mean? Bottlenose, cocknose dolphins. Oh. Like, what is this? As if, by the way, as if he's cracked it.
Yeah.
As if he's done his own Louis Theroux. He's done Stacey Dooley. Yeah, exactly. He's done his Columbus. He's Jessica in a taxi Fletcher. Yeah, no, do you know what? I figured it out, lads.
Yeah.
Him and Amal moved to Lake Homo. That's why they moved there, because there's riding gays. Brilliant.
I was going to do a book, but I'm killing it with the taxi.
Do you know what I mean? Well, I'll tell you that for free. For free?
Yeah.
How much do you usually charge for these consultancies? Because there must be somebody susceptible to this outrageous levels of untrue bullshit. Lake Homo.
And then he's bleeding up to Lake Garda.
That's Lake Garda.
Ah,
and that's where the servicemen and women of Temple Moor go on their holidays.
Is it?
Yeah. There you go. Improv. Comedy improv. Working with you there.
Right, thanks.
Anyway, George Clooney, wife of Amal Clooney,
yeah.
The famous, multi-award-winning, groundbreaking Atticus Finch with breasts.
Mm.
Atticus Finch.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch? Do you ever?
Yeah, Mockingbird.
Very good.
Yeah.
Who is the author?
Oh, don't do this.
Ah, come on.
Oh. Bollocks.
Ah, come on now. I feel like her first name is now like what Bell-End South Dublin couples are calling their kids.
Ooh.
Harper.
Harper Lee.
Yeah, very good. Yes. Harper Lee released part two of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Great show.
Isn't this the South Dublin one? Harp, oh, sorry. Oh, we'd love to, but I have to collect Harper and Mowgli. Mowgli! You have to be joking me. No, well, me and Eamon went to Thailand when he got laid off from KPMG, but the settlement, do you know what I mean? It's just outrageous, these kids. They're either Italian chippers or venerated American authors they've never even read. But yeah, Harper Lee released To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the greatest books of all time.
Incredible.
And then when she was like 107, literally withering away, the niece came in and was like, just sign here.
Yeah.
We're just going to release that second. Nana?
Yes?
It's Boo? Is that you? Boo Radley? Scout? Come here. Calpurnica? Your bosom. Do you know what I mean? Such an absurd intro. But, you know, they got her withered mitt. They unclasped her, like, her will or whatever, and just, like, signed that there, and then we'll release a part three. And it was just, like, you know, written on the back of a beer mat. It's completely scandalous, the way they treated Harper. Anyway.
Oh, Harper. Oh, God.
I read that in...
Junior cert?
Secondary school.
Yeah.
Speaking of secondary school...
Ah!
The loop around.
Full circle.
We went to a secondary school yesterday.
Invited. It was great.
I was invited and I asked for a plus one.
Yes.
Yes.
Because you were scared.
I was a little bit nervous. Do you want to know the actual truth?
Go on.
I was like, could this be a prank?
There was no, no, like.
I know, because it was official letterhead and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, I was, yesterday was an absolute pleasure of myself and Michael's. And we want to fill you in on this because, as always with the ADHD, an idea lends to an idea lends to an idea. Mm-hmm. And I've got a couple of ideas. So first things first, I was invited by Miss O'Kelly in Temple Oak College to come in, and their school, their transition year class, were doing a module on business, and they had to set up their own company, their own business idea. And the idea was to get a celebrity judge to come in and judge the final. Whenever that failed, they went through influencers, and then that didn't work out. So then they went to the lowest tiers of Irish media society, okay? And they were like, right, one of the lads from Traitors is busy. They were like, okay, the lad who brings the bins out on the set of Dance with the Anyway, they asked Megan to come in and judge this because of my, I suppose, interesting path and past and path in business and life. They thought I'd be an interesting judge. So I said I'd absolutely love to do it on the condition that I can bring my producer slash sidekick slash, you know, what would you call a support animal? What do they call us again?
Service dog.
Yes, my service dog, Michael, because I do get social anxiety sometimes. I didn't know how this thing was going to work. So I was like, I'll bring Michael in. Anyway, we went in yesterday and I mean, firstly, we were in the reception, by the way, checking into the school, and there's another woman waiting in the reception. She was like, can I just say I'm a huge fan? I was like, absolutely. And she knew Michael as well, mm-hmm. which stung, but she did know his first name, at least, from seeing him on My Stories.
Oh,
and
okay.
Anyway, she was going in for a job interview as an SNA. So we won't say her name in case, privacy reasons, in case she doesn't get it.
Yeah.
And in case it's not a good place to work. Who knows? I'm sure it's a wonderful place to work. Who knows? But best of luck to the lady.
Yes.
She was auditioning or interviewing. Not auditioning.
No, it's an interview.
Yeah, interviewing to be an SNA. So best of luck with that. And amazing to see somebody. She's working at office, not happy, wanted a career change.
Really, really
good. Doing something meaningful. So well done. And thank you for coming to the Olympia, as she said.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. So anyway, went into the class.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, walking in, Miss O'Kelly was like to me, listen, the lads are a bit nervous.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh God, I can't walk into a quiet room. Do you
sure,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not doing a show on Kerry, like, you know, you have to...
Stop.
So I'm like, okay, what do I do here? So I just entered the classroom like I entered the stage in live shows.
It was amazing.
So basically, anyone who's been to me, anyone who's ever seen one of the live shows, you'll know that I like to run on. It sort of gets rid of all the energy. I run onto the stage and I get the crowd going and it sort of just gets us all...
Fun.
Yeah, the music's pumping. There wasn't any music pumping,
no.
But I just walked in and every room, every face was just quiet. And I was like, fuck this. So I just started going, let's fucking go. And all the lads were just looked at each other and were like, yeah. And we were off to the races. It was unbelievable.
It was class.
So then, yeah, tremendous, like this is something I want to talk about.
Okay, go on.
For me, who, of course, and fortunately, doesn't fraternise around the halls of teenage boys' schools very frequently in an unsolicited manner, do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I don't have very, again, fortunately, I don't have a huge amount of direct contact with teenage boys.
Sure.
Okay? I feel like, given the news and given the culture and everything that we're reading about online and documentaries and whatnot, it's very easy to be seduced by the idea that every teenage boy is a problem and masculinity on the whole is wrong and everything that guys are doing in school and all the rest is just completely toxic and corrupt.
Totally, totally agree.
It was very refreshing to go in yesterday and just be like, oh my God, like, lovely group of young men who were, by the way, 10 times nicer to each other
and to
their teacher than we would have been.
I think that was the first thing we said to one another afterwards. It was startling.
Yeah, yeah.
And great. Obviously fantastic.
One of the first times I was suspended in school, too numerous times to mention, but one of the first times was we were in second year.
Right.
Like, this is shocking. I take no pride in telling you this story. So let me get the smile off my face. I need to try and contort my mouth so it's not smiling as I tell you this. But we were in second year and we had a teacher who really didn't want to be a teacher. She kept telling us that she hated being a teacher, which is always inspiring.
Yeah.
But we didn't like her. She didn't like us. It was what it was. There was an inspector. And she said it the day before. It was like, there's an inspector coming in tomorrow. I know we don't get along. This hasn't been gone well. But if you all behave tomorrow, I'll give you like no homework for a month.
Okay.
We're like, well, you know, we could have a deal in our hands here. This could be a truce. This could be a ceasefire.
Sure.
All the rest. And came in with the inspector and she was like, okay guys, so blah blah, and we were like, miss, you never make us do work. Are you just doing this because the inspector's here?
No, you did.
Straight away.
No, you did.
Terrible. Like, sorry, I'm smiling again. absolutely shocking. It went so pear-shaped. Some of the lads, they started doing an earthquake. Do you know earthquakes?
Yeah,
we started doing earthquakes where everyone sort of shakes their
chest. Yeah.
I think we postman the inspector. Where you turn their bag inside out and then all the bits back in.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was shocking. It was absolutely shocking.
That's horrific.
Do you want to know the worst part? And I swear to God, I'm not smiling now.
Yeah.
One of the lads was up in Dundrum Shopping Centre with his mum about a year later, and she was working in a jewellery shop, and she was just like, "You, I hate you."
Really?
And he was like, "Did you leave?" And she was like, "Yeah, not for me."
What?
But she was like, "Your class were the worst I ever had."
Oh my God.
And I turned to my mum. I mean, sorry, the guy turned to his. He turned to his mum. But yeah, shocking.
Jesus,
the way that people, like, the way that kids treated is certainly in the boy, all boys private school environment that I grew up in, like, was
horrendous.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrendous.
It was such a refreshing morning to go in and be like, Jesus Christ, like, these kids are lovely. Yeah. And by the way, I'm not saying that as in like, oh, they're all of the other issues that are happening with young men across the world aren't issues. Yeah. But it's just nice to see a little bit of nuance, and I think the internet and culture online doesn't allow for nuance, as we all know. Any opinion that's not polarizing and one extreme or the other just gets ridiculed or lambasted as like being morally incompatible. So it was lovely to just go into a school environment, see a bunch of young men who were like engaging with themselves and each other. Like, sorry, each group got up and to do presentations, and we'll get to their presentations there in a second, because also the teacher did have to have a word with me. Because they said it was going to be like Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
But after like 5 minutes, she was like, Mark, you're going to have to just stop shouting, I'm out. I'm out. Give them a chance.
Not for me.
Not for me. Who is doing your numbers? Who the fuck crunched those numbers? You there. Come over here. Leave the crutches. Get over here. You can do... Oh, okay. I'll come to you. No, but you know what I mean? Like...
You're too far.
As I said, every time that they'd get up to do a presentation, nobody would shout anything.
No.
Like, that is unheard. Man, in my school,
there is no world in which that would have worked.
I remember one time, like, the teacher was like, oh, Grant, Josh, will you come up to the board and just write this? Some guy just literally stood up and went, cheese-eating rat. The kid wasn't a rat. He didn't tell on anybody. He also doesn't have to tell on you because you've done this in front of the teacher.
You've told on yourself.
You're the rat. You're ratting on yourself. Do you know what I mean? The school, like, it was outrageous.
It really, yeah.
The worst thing, I've said this before, this is not a smiling story.
Okay.
The worst thing I ever witnessed in school, we have to do something about school, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Was we had this lovely teacher and he was really, really nice. And that's the problem.
yeah.
When you're growing up in the, when you're in the zoo, that was our environment back then. It was like dog eat dog. There's, you know, any sort of empathy or
bulletproof
compassion was exploited and no vulnerability was not allowed. Mm. But we had this one teacher who decided to sort of buck the trend and actually treat us with respect. Like we were real people and, you know, lovely young men, which we hated, of course. And, one day we're in class, he never reacted.
Okay.
He never reacted to trick acting, people being bold. He never, ever reacted. He was always just like really mature and considerate and measured in his response. One day there was just complete chaos going on in the back of the class and eventually he just absolutely lost his mind and he picked up a copybook from the table and he just fucked it at the end of the class, right?
God.
And he goes, "Well, you shut up!" Right?
Right.
And he stormed out of the class. Everyone was like, "What the fuck?" Now, I know that act in itself doesn't seem super extreme.
No, but it was
the context of like he had never ever behaved like this before.
You'd broken him.
Yeah, something had happened.
Yeah.
He came back in a few minutes later and goes, "Guys, I just want to say I am really, really sorry for that.
Okay, fair play.
It was totally inappropriate for me to act like that. As some of you will know, I was due to get married last month. And my then fiance stood me up at the altar."
Oh my God.
And he started weeping.
Oh my God, the poor man.
And there was just this complete silence in the classroom. And then...
No. Oh my God, no.
And the whole class erupted. No. Just that first... gone.
Oh.
And the whole class absolutely, it was the worst. And we had all like tears in our eyes as we were laughing as well because we knew how brutal and bloody it was, but it was just the bloodthirsty youth of Donnybrook, like horrendous. And he just walked out, tears in his eyes.
I'd never teach again.
Man, and he's, by the way, yeah, absolutely outrageous. And the ringleader now thankfully got in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, if anything, I thought my punishment was a bit too... No, it wasn't. There. One of my biggest fears when planning the tour around Ireland and figuring out the merchandise was that I wouldn't have a good vehicle to sell. But thanks to Shopify, I can use justgoodstuff.ie. I can update the website from my dressing room. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. I think it's time we have a very serious conversation about the state of snacking in this country. It's embarrassing. However, Cadbury have finally decided to cater to those of us with actual taste buds. For those of us brave enough to ask, no, do you know what? To demand more from their treats. They've launched the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. It's the collab of the century. The smooth expertise of Cadbury meets the main character energy of Biscoff. It's got that crunch, that caramelized vibe, and honestly, it's Ireland's new icon. It's love at first bite. And unlike your last three situationships, this one is actually here to stay. Grab one, try it, and stop settling for mid-tier snacks. Guys, you're very, very welcome back to the Roast Mortem. It's nice to take a little bit of a break from the pranks.
It is.
Isn't it?
Nice to just have a chat.
Nice to have a chat and give back.
Absolutely.
Not just to the listeners, but also to the... staff and students of Temple Hill College. Yes. Nevertheless, by the way, I completely forgot to do any sort of maniacal and desperate pleas for gigs and all the rest. However, if you're listening to the show and if you enjoy the show and if you enjoy the Instagram roasts and if you enjoy all of the things comedy, have a think about coming to the Midlands show. There are less than 20 tickets left, so it's going to sell out very soon. We are enormously grateful to everybody in and around the Midlands. This is the final ever show of the House of Loons, which is devastating because... obviously, we started in the Olympia and it's just been fabulous and life, genuinely life changing. Don't worry, I'm not going to do another fucking, jeez, I can't even stand myself with the amount of earnestness going on in the pod these days.
Nice.
But I'm extraordinarily grateful. The show has been wonderful to us and all of the audiences have been amazing so far. This is the last ever one and then we're done. So, I mean, yeah.
It's gonna
May the 20th, Dublin sold out. We've got Galway tonight. I think there's a handful of tickets left in the door tonight. It's nearly sold out. And then Midlands Madness, May the 23rd. By the way, if you're coming to a show and you want to go alone, you don't want somebody to go with, fret not. I'm arranging meeting spots in each location for people to meet up privately and go in together as a group, just in case that makes them more comfortable. Equally, if you're comfortable to go by yourself and enjoy by yourself, by all means, crack on. I just know that some people do like to go in with the group. We won't be broadcasting this place publicly, so you will only be connected with the others going alone, don't worry. And that's it. Nothing else to push?
No.
Nothing else to sell? Yeah. That's it. Thank you for listening. Okay, so, Temple Oak.
Yes.
Four groups.
Four businesses.
Four businesses. About 20 to 30 kids. Mm-hmm. We had to choose a winner.
Yeah.
Now, I definitely went in with the idea of doing... Have you ever seen Scott's Tots?
Of course.
The episode of the US Office.
One of the best.
It's the hardest watch. But I went in, I was like, on the way, and I was like, maybe I'll just give like... Why didn't I like whip out a big novelty check? It's like, why, Mark? Just because I wanted the thing to be about me. Forget the competition. I wanted to walk away feeling better than I was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, maybe I could just like get onto my accountant. Can I give each of them £1,000? Why? Just for the business? Yeah, but they're not going to, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why would...
Investing in the future.
That's it. Maybe they'll erect a plaque up next to the groundskeeper who was murdered. Do you know what I mean? And no. It, like, it's just completely...
Hey, Mr. Megan, like you wanted that.
I wanted that. Like, everyone, oh, there, he's back, he's back. Oh, no, he's here. This is, by the way, you don't know this, Mark.
Yeah.
And then we bring me into a room and there's like a statue of me that I'm unaware that they've done and I'm visibly moved and I have to hold on for, you know what I mean?
Quivering lip.
Like the final, you ever see the final scene of Saving Private Ryan? When he goes to the graveyard and they leave him alone.
Count kids.
And he's there and he's, the hands shaking and all his memories come flooding back. That's me. That's me in Temple Oak College on a Wednesday morning when I should be doing a day's work. Anyway, oh, fuck. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I mean this sincerely. I hated having to choose.
I agree.
Because the innovation, the actual, do you know what? The stress testing. What I thought was most inspiring about these young men is all of their ideas were great, but it was the fact that they had done the due diligence to check what the problems could arise. Because it's so easy, like, I am the guiltiest person ever of having an idea, being really excited by it, and being so bolstered by the enthusiasm and sort of novelty seeking that I actually ignore glaring, like, problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then it's like, Mark, 4 years later, you've invested 17 grand into soup pants. And it's just, no one's going to wear them at the Ryder Cup, Mark. You're on the go. Do you know what I mean? And your legs, they keep your legs warm and they feed you.
Ah.
Soup pants, available at nowhere because it's a bad business idea. Nobody wants to invest in it. I lost my hold. It's why I had to go back podcasting. Anyway.
You could have had it all.
Oh, God. Four groups. Mm-hmm. They were all brilliant. I have an idea.
Okay.
Could we get them on the podcast? How would we do that? Is it going to result in me roasting them? Am I going to go into muscle memory and then be like, Ronan, do you know what I mean?
No. I think you'd be like Gordon Ramsay. Have you seen him when he's like judging kids?
No.
He's really kind.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. So like...
Do you think I was kind to my criticism?
I thought... You were fantastic.
You're hesitating there.
No, because I...
Me, so unused to a male-only environment where there's no heckling, I proceed to heckle the kids myself. Do you know what I mean?
No, the reason I hesitate is I don't even think you were critical. Like, you were really, really encouraging.
Part of the gig.
Ah.
Part of the gig. It's all part of giving back. The kids' ideas were great, okay? Number one. Do you want to take us away with number one?
Number one was Dry Step.
Yeah, Dry Step. Brilliant.
Dry Step. Silicone shoe covers for...
outdoor events in Ireland.
Yeah.
So weather is obviously the biggest issue that we have here in terms of preservation and keeping our shoes rather clean. So Dry Step, you just slip these little bad boys on.
job done. You can still, I think that was actually, you can still show off your shoes if you're into your fashion. They're not just kind of galoshes.
That was actually the least relevant part to me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I felt like there was other, like, the showing off your shoes piece is sort of, because you don't really show off your shoes very often anyway, do you? Like, unless you're nine with Sika lights on them and you're running around Lifestyle Sports and dundiddly danks with your
Why
mum.
Why are you having a go?
But it's just bad business the way you've approached this. Their idea was genius because they saw the value, by the way, in partnering with the likes of the Ryder Cup or outdoor events. Go get onto Live Nation. Do you know what I mean? And rather than expecting, bring the water to the horse, okay, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the dry step idea is superb, but I think it's unlikely to be a product that will be sought out organically, mm-hmm, in an open environment or marketplace a la Amazon. Whereas I think if you bring it to them, like the best time to sell an umbrella, do you like that line I gave them?
Yeah,
it's like, lads, the best time to sell a brolly in the middle of the fucking pissing rain. And they're like, none of us know who you are. I heard you're an alcoholic. This isn't the Dragon's Den. This is the Naggin's Den. Two alcoholics coming in to tell us that they know.
Now, mate, you know what you should do.
All the kids are like, I'm out. We don't want your money. Could you not have gotten Gara Noon? Like, was Eric Roberts busy? Who else could be? Do you know what I mean? Brezzy, is there nobody else available to come in and do this, miss? Me going, so the problem is with your marketing spend, get out. Like, they're like, my dad texted me earlier and said not to listen to a word you said. I see the amount of WhatsApp groups of expats who are like my age and 10 below going, this stupid fucking idiot. How has he managed to get invited back to my school? Like, lads in their 30s getting real fired up with WhatsApp groups going, that lad, he's a total fruitcake. You know what I mean? Saw him in a Paddy Power dress like an absolute flute. I saw a tweet about me once.
What?
It was like, and this was years ago. I don't go to Paddy Power. I don't gamble. But it was like, saw that chap, Mark Meegan, in PP earlier on. Chap dresses like an absolute flute. He wasn't wrong. But he's still there. Good luck. Good luck at the 215 in Shanghai, brother. No, I'm joking. So the dry step was fabulous.
Great presentation. They got a celebrity endorsement.
That
was fantastic.
Joe
or one of the guys from the Traders.
I don't think it was framed as that.
Well, that's what they...
So next up for the celebrity endorsement, we've got one of the guys from the Traders. Do you know what I mean? I didn't see the Traders. I saw the English version.
Yeah.
Superb.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Anyway, it was excellent. That was the first one.
Product number one, great.
Brilliant presentation. The guys were unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, if we were to go through the personal appearance, no, could you imagine? Like, absolutely scandalous. No, I'm joking. The guys were absolutely superb. Brilliant. Also, by the way, the name Dry Step, if you've got the IP for that, run with it.
Absolutely.
Number two.
Yes.
Let me introduce you to Bloom Buddies.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Problem for every household in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that has a plant, everyone who's ever had a plant in their home will know that the number one problem, of course, is forgetting to water them.
Yes.
That is the reality. We all forget to water our plants. Even with the best intentions, we always forget.
Absolutely.
Bloom Buddies, I think this is genius. Bloom Buddies was an idea by the group of guys wherein you get this little sort of novelty animal,
mm-hmm,
and it hugs on to the plant pot, mm-hmm, right? And say their prototype was an elephant and the water came out of the trunk and thus you don't have to remember. It waters your plants for you.
Yeah.
Also solves security issue of giving your keys away to strangers, you can go on holidays, blah, blah, blah.
Had the app integration of like timing it. It was really well thought out.
They also did an unbelievable amount of work in sort of, foreseeing issues that could arise and then solving those problems. Like, solving problems before they even present is an unbelievable sign of astuteness and just, brilliant, brilliant business.
That was incredible.
And we sort of thought with that one, maybe they could really corner the old sort of like Mother's Day gift market. Because I think gifting, particularly in Ireland, by the way, gifting, there needs to be one, it's our ADHD idea of the week for me, to set up a good gifting site in Ireland, mm-hmm, of not fucking whiskey for dads. Do you know what I mean?
Leather belt pouches.
A whiskey pocket flask for dad and leather masky, musky, dusky stuff. Mahogany leathery dad dick, do you know what I mean? Just big bollocksy bastard, or cookbooks that say the F word. Lob in your fucking carrots, you barbecued glaze guzzling bastard, do you know what I mean? What? Why are you cursing at me about fucking turnips? Just say turnips. Yeah. There's nothing gay about a souffle, George. permission to speak to your wife, Amal?
Oh, very good.
Nevertheless, too many gags in one. Back to Lake Como. Italy! So, where was I?
Bloom Buddies.
Yeah, but where was I with this?
About how they were solving problems and the... Oh, no, gifting website.
The gifting... Sorry, that's it. The idea is there needs to be a better gifting website.
Totally, totally.
With good products that are readily available, that are available to be delivered. They've got the good distribution network in Ireland so they can be delivered quickly and promptly. There are no good gifting markets. Any of the gifting websites that exist in Ireland, and I'm sorry for saying it, are just absolute tat with that squiggly font. Mm-hmm. We all know the tat font. It comes out whenever babies are born. It comes out of weddings. It's the absolute tat font. It's the squiggly, squiggly bundle of joy, squiggly font that says tat.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
One step off live, laugh, love.
Oh, it is live, laugh, love. But except for it's like sweat. No, I'm just trying to make a Chinese joke. It doesn't make sense. It's like secondary school podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah. Anyway. Tat font is out. A good premium gifting website in Ireland would be the future. If anyone wants to set one up with me, let me know. Yeah. Another ADHD idea of the week. I think we should end every roast mortem with free advertising for an Irish business.
That is fantastic. I love that.
We probably should have asked permission first, but fuck it. We'll just keep going. Okay. I think if you have a business, if you have an idea, if you have a business, if you're up and running, send us a detail. Each week we will designate 90 seconds at the end of the episode to give. We've got 100,000 listeners a month, as you know, so we get great advertisers. We're very lucky in that we're busy with our commercial front. So rather than me going on every week and getting waxing lyrical about thank you, I want to actually give back and say thank you.
I like it.
If you have a business, send us from anything, whether it's crafts at home, whether it's a coffee shop, whether it's dog walking, whether it's a family run landscaping business, anything you want.
Plant just don't leather fashion brand,
just don't overdo the whole family run. Obviously we're family run. Cool. Families can be bad. Families can do bad things. Families can be illegal. Do you know what I mean? There's this weird thing in the Irish psyche where it's like, well, if they're family ran, that must mean they're like somehow morally superior to a company that's just ran by business partners. No. It's not David versus Goliath. Like,
yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I've had to email some family ran businesses with like 20 businesses around the country going, any chance you do this for free? No. We're a family ran business. You make like 50 million euro a year.
Yeah, we're a humble multinational family run business.
Do you know what I mean? There's one particular derp. Oh, no, I actually won't get into it.
You definitely will.
No, yeah, for a number of reasons. Anyway, this is me getting complete. Plant Buddies is unbelievable.
Yeah.
If they got the gifting market, Bloom Buddies, it'd be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well done.
I actually thought that had, as a standalone product, the most commercial viability.
Did you?
I just think...
Yeah, I probably, in terms of like, immediately today, going to market and turning over a bit of rev.
Yeah.
That would be them.
It reminded me of Scrub Daddy. Like something that has a use, but there's a kind of novelty to it.
Is Scrub Daddy not your nickname?
Oh.
On some of those sites that you frequent?
Oh, God.
Where you go over and you wash lads as under... No, genuinely, I thought that was your nickname. That was your username, ScrubDaddy101. Scrub Daddy Dundrum. Where you meet the lads after the saunas. Stop. Nevertheless, Scrub Diddly Dank. From pubs to scrubs. Baddy Daddy? No. Next business?
Next business was Savor.
Savor now. Branding.
You were a big fan.
I was a big fan of the branding.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. One, you got...
I would say a legitimate, like, go-to-market brand in terms of like just the work they put in. I have seen brands with less work being put into it or thought into it go to market.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
Yes. There are very successful Irish businesses currently with worse branding repeatedly. Anyway, Savor is a sort of holistic approach to healthy eating with an oven in their branding. Sorry, not the leading piece, but I don't know why.
It was a fork in the branding.
No, I know that. Their logo is deadly. Their name is Savor, by the way. S-A-V-O-R or Savior. Obviously the wordplay there. The brand is like a really discernible little image of a fork, and then with Savor, like, honestly, this looks like brand recognition wise this is through the roof. 100 out of 10.
Absolutely
brilliant. You could spend thousands and thousands and thousands of euro consulting some absolute spoof bag who calls himself a creative consultant because he got fired from his real job in a consultancy firm. Do you know what I mean? But he charges the vulnerable and naive members of startups extortionate amounts of money to come in and have a fucking coffee with him for the afternoon. He says that'll be 2.5 grand.
Yeah.
And I feel like we should put in a brainstorm before the brainstorm Storm, that'll be $3,000. Anyway, Savor was unbelievable branding.
Fantastic.
And it's, yeah, something to rival your Hello Freshes and your Just Eats and all of that. Wasn't it sort of?
Yeah, it was kind of a go-between between MyFitnessPal and HelloFresh. Like, it was all inclusive. Yeah.
Obviously, HelloFresh sponsor on this podcast, so of course, it doesn't stand a chance against our good friends in HelloFresh. And long may the support of the show continue from our friends at HelloFresh.
Our good friends, yes.
And we very much savour that relationship.
Ah, yeah.
So, there you go.
They're a saviour to the show.
Well, no one's a saviour, really, Michael. Let's not get into theology. Oniva. Why are you saying Oniva? In the middle of the show, it's not the main roast. It's a bonus. Last but not least, of course, Jobleo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us a
fantastic, fantastic idea. So what the, I suppose, pitch of Jobleo was is, sorry. I suppose what the pitch of Jobleo was to...
They did a better job of the pitch, brother.
So I actually repeated what I said there because you coughed.
Very good.
Thank you.
On you go. On you go.
So the solution of, or the pitch of Jobleo was to provide a solution for young people looking to find work in their local community. So it allowed people who maybe needed jobs done around the house, hedge trimming, car washing, babysitting, things of that sort. And if they didn't have a network of young people who were looking for work or able-bodied people who were willing to do so, it connected them together.
Yeah, indeed.
Really, really fantastic idea.
Really good. They had an unbelievable presentation. Not only that, but they'd also mocked up a fully functional website, which is just ridiculously impressive at 15 to be able to do that. Yeah, really, really. They'd just done some... We had heard from the teacher that they were worried about entering because they didn't have enough time.
Mm.
And they put this all together in a matter of weeks, which is just genuinely, it bowled me over. And they were our winner.
They were.
So congrats to Jobleo. And to Bloom Buddies, and to Savor, and of course to Dry Step. You were all absolutely sensational. And these guys have just, the future is very bright.
Absolutely. Every single one of them were great presenters, great communicators, just great energy.
And then you rear-ended a Mazda in the car park on the way out.
I didn't.
What was that about?
Yeah,
it was an 08D 51380, I think it was Miss Delahunty's.
I was in a rush.
She recently left Deloitte. She's had a forerun of it. Oh, the throwback to yesterday.
Oh, I was about to say,
come on,
throwback.
Not bad. Guys, what I did do was, by the way, there was a moment whenever we were in the room and I was like, right, guys, who's a fan of the weekly roast? Not one hand went up. I was like, are you fucking joking? I was about to be like, you're the winner's going to get onto the podcast. I was like, who's a fan of the weekly roast? Not one thing. Who's a fan of the roast on Instagram? How many of you read my book? Literally. Do you like the matchmaking? Do you know what I mean? Were you on the quits? So I was like, okay, fuck this. Who's a fan of Domino's Pizza? They're like, yeah! I was like, grand. 500 quid of Domino's Pizza for the class. They're like, let's fucking go! So we nailed it.
Yeah.
So by the way, Domino's don't do vouchers in Ireland.
Really?
Yeah, tried to do it yesterday. So, Miss Kelly, if you're listening, send us details as to how we can do this.
Oh, God.
But they're all going to get pizzas on us. On the week, the weekly roast is donating. There, if you use the word donate, then they have to formally thank you. So, on behalf of the weekly roast, I would like to donate. I mean, 500 euros seems like a lot of pizza.
You
Sophie Morris commented under my post, I can't have fucking 500 euros. She'd fucking die. She hears I'm donating 500 pizzas to school. Sure. She'll Enoch Burke that shit. And she'll wheel up outside. We're in Temple Oak. This is what I'm talking about. Fuck, you know what I mean? Sophie getting pulled away by four stewards. I'll tell you when I've had enough. Four dip, garlic dip all over her face. A major, major relapse. Ah! You'll never take me alive. Ah! Guys, thank you so much for listening to The Roast Mortem. As always, it is our absolute pleasure talking to you. If you enjoy the show, do us a huge favour. Click follow or subscribe wherever you get your podcast. It's free, of course. It will end up in your RSS feed every single week. There is a new sheriff in town. As you may have noticed online, we're upping everything, basically. The video is getting sorted I am launching what I don't want to tease anything. Sorry. Don't fucking tease. This is the problem. Don't tease things until they're done.
Under promise,
over deliver. Let's just say things are happening. Mm-hmm. And now that the shows are going to be over, you are going to get some ridiculous and new content that you've never seen before very soon. We're upping our video game. I want you all to come into the Weekly Roast world in a much more intimate way. And thank you for the support. I hope you're doing all right. I hope life is treating you okay. I look forward to seeing any of you in Galway tonight. I'm in Dublin tomorrow, sold out, of course. And the Midlands on May the 23rd. This is your last chance. The link is in the bio. Click that, get a ticket. If you're based in Milwaukee or the Maldives and you can't make it, but you want to give somebody the means of going to the show who can't afford it at the minute, just get a ticket, send it to me on Instagram, and I'll give it to somebody who would like to go to the show free of charge. It's a way of the community giving back to the community, etc. Okie doke. By the way, sorry. This episode, of course, was brought to you by the Brehon Hotel and Spa, our good friends down in Killarney, situated on the Muckross Park Road on the foothills of the Killarney National Park. I think it's actually just the Muckross Road. Nevertheless, the Brehon Hotel is absolutely stunning, as all of you know. They've got the new Heritage Bedroom Collection. They've got the Anu Spa. They've got... It's honestly, you don't need to leave the hotel. You check in and just enjoy everything it has to offer. There's Par 72, the golf simulator. There's just so much to do. It's absolutely stunning. I'm going to be down there again in a couple of weeks. Not only that, if you want to go, use the code MARK20. If you have any issues, just ring them. Say that you listen to Mark Megan's podcast and they're going to give you an unbelievable discount. And I much appreciate it. Guys, you're the best. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you very soon. All the best.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See thebrehon.com.
I think it's time we have a very serious conversation about the state of snacking in this country. It's embarrassing. However, Cadbury have finally decided to cater to those of us with actual taste buds. For those of us brave enough to ask, no, do you know what? To demand more from their treats. They've launched the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. It's the collab of the century. The smooth expertise of Cadbury meets the main character energy of Biscoff. It's got that crunch, that caramelised vibe, and honestly, it's Ireland's new icon. It's love at first bite. And unlike your last three situationships, this one is actually here to stay. Grab one, try it, and stop settling for mid-tier snacks.